Oh, hi, Mangel. You home early today? No, dinner is not ready yet. Hold on. But you can come in. I am close enough, I think. Oh, and thanks again. I know it would have been my turn to cook yesterday, but I was really busy, so thank you for taking over and not making a big deal about it. And to make it up to you, I put some special effort into today's dinner. Et voilà. Poulet maringo with mushrooms and crayfish. That is an old recipe of my grandmère. She used to always make it when we came over to her house on the weekends. And frankly, you can actually just go down to your niece and start praising me. Here and now. Because this is the best you have ever eaten. I tell you. No, there is no special occasion, Monche. I just wanted to make it up to you for not cooking dinner yesterday, even though it was my turn. Okay, and maybe I wanted to show off a little. I can't wait to see your face when you try this. Oh, I think the time my poll has come undone. Actually, I got tomato stuff on my fingers. Could you maybe help me out with it? Wait, let me just turn around for you. Hey, what is it? Oh, well, I've been walking right in front of the hot stove the whole time. Plus, I didn't want to get any sauce splashes on my shirt. Oh, relax. I'm still wearing my bra top under the chaperon. It's no big deal. No need for you to be so stiff, mon cher. Okay. Merci. I still got some things to finish, and can you maybe, set the table? I can't really leave this alone for too long. Oh, thank you. You're such a darling, aren't you? Okay. Hey, Monsieur, could you please come over? Yeah, could you try this? I want to know if it still needs anything. Okay. Here you go. Open wide. Be careful. It's hot. Well, how is it? Needs more pepper or nutmeg or something? Oh, really? I told you so. I'm glad that you like it. Merci beaucoup. Oh, oops. I got a little of it on your chin. No, wait. Let me. Yummy. You're right. It's perfect the way it is. Okay, are you done setting the table? Excellent. I'm all done too. and I can finally get out of this temple. Oh, relax. You've seen me in my bathtub before anyway.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, look. Can you carry this over to the table, please? It's a little heavy and I don't want to sleep and spill it all over the carpet. Thank you. You can put it there. Good. Okay. Now that everything is set... Hey, wait. Come over to me. I didn't give you a hug yet because I had tomato on my fingers. Hey, what is it? You call it a hug? Really? After I put this much effort into cooking my special ancient family secret recipe dinner for you, you could put a bit more effort into this. Oh, come on. Yeah, I'm still not wearing a shirt. I just threw it, I don't know. Somewhere over there. So what? And? Oh. Okay. See? Here. I'm putting a baggy shirt on, since you insist. Hey, keep your hands off my poulet. You don't get a bite before you give me a proper hug. Okay. Here we go. Now that's better? Okay then, come here. Hello. Now was that so difficult? Alright then. Let's go. Oh, wait. Yeah, sorry, you still don't get to dig in. Oh. Don't give me that face, Bibu. This one will be worth it, trust me. Actually, wait. I just got to, one moment. Now, where did I... Oh, there it is. Okay, close your eyes. Oh, come on. Don't be such a baby. I'm not gonna take my shirt off again, I promise. Finally. Okay, alright. One more moment. Now. Okay. You can open your eyes again. Ta-da! Sauvignon Blanc. And it is from the region my grandmère is from. Oh no, not my family recipe grandmère. The other one. Yes, this is a white wine. What savage would have red wine with sweet chicken? Yeah, let me just pour each of us a glass. Here's to... What shall we drink to? Oh, I know. The classic. To us. The best roommates ever. Oh, hey, don't just slug it down. Gosh, you are hopeless. You're lucky you're cute. You need to cherish a wine like this. Here, let me show you. First, you hold it against the light to appreciate the color. Isn't that just a lovely, clear and fresh shade of yellow? Doesn't it remind you of fresh hay and sunny summer days? No, I did not get that from the internet. Mogaso. Some of us just didn't grow up on soda and tap water. Okay. Next, you swirl it around in your glass for a bit. Like that. See how these little droplets form on the inside of the glass? They're called le long du vin, or tears of wine. And they can tell you something about the alcohol content of the wine by how big or small they are. Go on, try it. Oh, whoa, careful. Don't spill it. Gosh, you can be so clumsy. Here, let me help you. Just gently swirl it around from the wrist. Oh, come on. I'm only touching your hand. You think I got cooties or something? Alright, next, we smell it. The fragrance is like a first promise of the taste. It's like the wine is flirting with you and whispering, "Come on, my big strong man. What are you waiting for? You can have me." Yes. Oh, just get your nose over the glass and suck it in. Like this. Yeah. Really feel yourself up with it. It almost makes your head go a little tingly, doesn't it? Okay. And now we finally get to taste it. That is what we've been building up to. Now, if you wanna really activate your taste buds, you will need a lot of oxygen. So you take a tiny little sip. You slurp it in to get a lot of air for that oxygen and swirl it around on your tongue a bit. Like that. Perfect. Now you try it. No. Don't slope up half the glass. Goodness, what do they even teach you in this country? Here. Look at me. Okay? Look at my lips. You wanna just really gently hug the rim of the glass, like you were, kissing it. Like this. See? Hey, I'm showing you. Why won't you look at my lips? How will you ever learn anything? Come a little closer and focus on my lips. I'm here as an ambassador of my culture, so I have to show you how to do French things with your lips. What? Why am I doing this? What do you mean? I am trying to teach you how to properly enjoy a fine wine so this poor Sauvignon Blanc doesn't go to waste. That's not what you mean. Then what? Oh, why am I constantly teasing you? and making elusive remarks while running around the flat in my bra. Okay. Why, don't you like it? I bought it especially for the occasion.
I thought it was rather cute.
No? What do you mean, why am I doing this to you? It's called flirting, mon cher. I was of the conviction that guys like that. Yeah. But ever since I moved in with you, I'm not quite that sure anymore. I've been flirting my cute little dickie off and you just won't catch on. For real now, you have been so oblivious and I had to amp up my game. Seriously, I had to be... What's the opposite of subtle? Like, go out of my way to try and flirt with you? I mean, I've been cooking you a meal in a bra top and apron for God's sake. And you still wouldn't take the hint. Really. This right here was kind of my last-ditch attempt. And if this failed, I would have no choice but to strip naked, garnish myself with caramel glass and amarena cheese, and throw myself at you. Boobs first. Oui. No. What's that supposed to mean? What? And why shouldn't I be doing this?
But what, a boyfriend?
Pardon?
No, I don't.
No. No, we didn't break up. There was no we to begin with. I've been single for more than a year now.
What do you mean you saw us?
Okay, stop. What did you see?
Kissing?
Wait, whom did you see me kiss? And when?
The guy who drove me off at the train station.
Oh. It's my brother. It's my little brother. He was visiting here for his job and was so nice to drop me off at the station. And I told you about him.
Yeah.
Now what?
Of course you saw us kiss.
In my culture, we have no problem kissing our siblings, that's why. We're not as prude and awkward as you guys. That was not how you kiss a brother.
Look here.
Oh. What do I do with my partner if that's how I kiss my brother? Well, mon cher. Do you want to find out? I've been single this whole time. Yes. I told you.
Yeah.
I've been flirting with you.
Yeah, while being single.
Wow, a bit slow today, aren't we? Wait. What do you mean? Like when you say I didn't make it easy for you to hold back. Hold back from what? Okay, wait. One moment. So, I've been... And you've also been... At the same time. But why... Why didn't we... Oh. Because you thought I had a boyfriend. Because you saw me kiss my brother. Oh. You mean to tell me that I've been flirting my butt off this whole time? And this whole time you were thinking that... Okay, so you had a crush on me this whole time, right? Wow. You see, I've had a crush on you this whole time as well. That's why, you know, with the apron and stuff. So, what do we do now? Well, I don't know. I think you could kiss me. Yeah, that would be appropriate. You think so too? Okay. Say something. Come on, won't you? Say something. Okay, well, I love you too, but do me one favor. Never again try to speak French with me. That was not just wrong, that was scary. Oh, Camille, I need to kiss you again to keep you from talking. Some French kissing. Hey, we should have dinner before it gets cold. I've been cooking in the kitchen in my underwear for half the day, waiting for you to come home, so it would be a shame if it went to waste now. Oh, so now you want me to take my shirt off again? All of a sudden? Mon cher, you've had a chance. Now, we eat first. Oh, come on. Don't give me that face. You're my people. My people. You know, that was meant to be my secret weapon, but I have prepared some creme brulee for dessert. Oh, you do? So you mean to tell me that I've been making all this effort for weeks, and all it would have taken to get you to tell me you love me is some damn creme brulee? Really? Okay. Well, I think we can have one more kiss before dinner then. Okay.